first day. How long you just got here recently, I
take it? Yeah, I got here probably about 30 minutes ago. So far, you know, it's just unbelievable. I'm still, you know, shocked that, you know, it played out the way it did, and I'm here in Indianapolis.
I think it was really just your first year of playing. You redshirted 1 year, and then your first year of playing, you were, you know, special teams backup. After the 2015 season, could you imagine, like, a little over a year later, you'd be standing here, like, before you had that season you had last season?
I didn't think it would happen this fast. I mean, I knew eventually, you know, I'll end up being a pretty good player just simply because Coach Shiano, you know, he did a great job of prepping me, you know, for the season and the next level as well. And I just didn't imagine it happening as fast as it did.
Why do you think it happened so fast? I mean, clearly, I know you got confidence in yourself, but what was the key for you to kind of, you know, make that transition from being a basketball player to, you know, standing on this stage right now?
I think it was just more so about preparation. You know, obviously, I didn't have as many years as everybody else playing football in high school and the college level. So I just had to out-prepare everybody. You know, I was in, you know, film room multiple times a day with Coach Shiano. You know, we did multiple hours. And like I said, he just did a great job of helping me out, developing my game.
You think your learning curve is that much greater because of, you know, your background in basketball and not playing as much football as a lot of these other guys you're competing with?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, that's the upside of my game. You know, I feel like, you know, a lot of guys, they played their whole life playing football, and, you know, they was sort of, you know, just ease into it. As for me, it was like I had to cram everything in a short time. So that's why I feel like, you know, my preparation is why I'm a lot, you know, more prepared than a lot of the players.
Blake, can you walk us through your basketball to football transition? You talked about it a little bit last night, but you said, you know, when Urban Meyer started recruiting you, that was pretty obvious that you made the right decision. But why walk away from basketball and concentrate on football?
So I've been playing basketball basically since I was like 3 years old. You know, my sister and my cousin was the one that introduced me to basketball. And, you know, I just always played. And the reason why I just chose football over basketball is simply because, you know, I'm obviously not 6'6". And, you know, that's the average height for a point guard now. And for football, you know, for me to be a 6'3", you know, 210-pound safety, you know, that's unheard of for the most part. So I feel like it was plus-plus for football and just minus for basketball.
Do you think basketball, your background in basketball, helps you in the position you play on the football field?
Yeah, I definitely feel like, you know, it teaches you about vision. You know, obviously ball-hawking skills. I feel like you got to have hand-eye coordination to play basketball, and that's how it rolls over to football.
So you were a point guard when you played basketball then?
I was 1-5. I mean, as small as I look, I definitely, you know, I was one of the bigger guys on the team. You know, I think the tallest guy on the team was about 6'3". And then there was another guy that was about that, and then there was me. So I played 1-5.
So you did handle the ball, but basically the question, it seemed like your ability to play center field and see the rest of the football field may help you out, kind of you correlate between the two from the point guard and kind of back there.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I definitely, you know, I feel like, wow, one of my vision's so good. I feel like you said, just being a point guard and, you know, having to be able to see the whole court and have vision from the backcourt, is, you know, plays a major key and rolls over to football.
I think Coach Shiano told me that you got a little homesick after your first year or during your first year, and you had to work through that. And just what was that like? Did you ever think about leaving? What happened there? Was there anything to that?
I was just being homesick. You know, growing up my whole life, I never really been away from my mom. You know, I'm a mama's boy. So, you know, that was my first time of, you know, being in a situation and having to transition from being basically, you know, a kid to growing up a lot faster than I wanted to. So that was more so the thing for me, being, what, 3 hours away from home and handling things on my own, not my mother being there physically. So it was rough for me at first, but, you know, as the time went on and, you know, I got more comfortable with the coaching staff and, you know, the teammates and everything, that's when, you know, I started to break my shell a little bit.
You said your sister and your cousin got you sort of into basketball?
Yeah, my sister right there.
I was wondering,
she played all her life. Like I said, Kobe Bryant fan, and even when she was in high school, she won rings and stuff. So just always growing up, I wanted to be like my sister playing basketball.
Did she whoop you pretty early?
No.
It was never like that.
Maybe when I was young. When I was young, maybe she got me when I was young. But, you know, when I grew up a little bit and got to about 8 years old, no, she wasn't messing with me.
Was football just a natural fit right away? Like, what position did you start out with?
When I started as just a receiver, strictly. My uncle, who's in the back room as well, he's the one that introduced me to football. My first memory playing football is I played Pop Warner. And my first time going to practice, I'm with guys that was like 4 or 5 years older than me. So I'm like, this can't be right. So I ended up sticking it out that year, and I was a pretty good receiver. And then played up to eighth grade, and then I had got hurt. Then from there, I was like, I'm just stick to basketball. And then my uncle and my head coach that I had in high school, he ended up getting hired. And I told him if he got hired, I'll come back and play. So that was the reason I came back and started playing football again.
So if he wouldn't have got hired, you would have just said, I'm done with football?
Yeah, I think if the coach that was there was still there, I wouldn't have came back and played football.
When you started playing that junior year and you hadn't played for a couple of years, mm-hmm. how difficult was that, or was it pretty seamless getting back to football?
No, it just felt the same as when I was in middle school, because I mean, even in middle school, I was still playing with the same guys that I went to high school and played with. So, you know, it was basically the same thing as middle school. I went and played receiver. I never played. They had me playing corner my first year. I never played corner, so that was more the thing for me, just adjusting to being a corner. And then my senior year, that's when they moved me to safety.
Malik, have these 24 hours just been an absolute whirlwind? I mean, can you take us through the moment your mm-hmm. phone buzzed last night, 317 area code, to where you're standing right now?
Mm-hmm. So when the call came, I seen it was Indiana, and I knew they was up next. So automatically, I just got chills down my back, and my mom was looking at the phone before I was, so she started looking at me, and I answered the phone, and the secretary told me she's the Indianapolis Colts, and from there, it was just, I was just in the clouds, honestly. It was like, you know, everything happened so fast. Next thing you know, I'm on a jet flying here, meeting the coaching staff and everything, so right now, I'm still in shock to how everything played out, and, you know, be considered a professional football player, and it seemed like I just started playing college football just, you know, recently. So it's just surreal to me still.
Do you have any footballers that you emulate? Mm-hmm. Maybe some guys out there that are like, wow, that guy got me really motivated.
Not really. I mean, growing up, I watched a lot of Ed Reed, Sean Taylor, and, you know, players like that. And that made me want to play like them, you know, the way they just motivated the team and the way they play, elevating everybody else to play the way they play. So that's how I just always try to, you know, reflect my game too. So that's why, you know, I feel like I can be the player that I want to be, just simply because, you know, it takes a lot of preparation and you know, and just looking at somebody that's already a professional. Ed Reed, you know, Hall of Famer, you know, one of the best safeties ever played a game. So I feel like if I just take his game and put it to my game, then I can be considered one of the best as well.
And you've heard the coach already compare mm-hmm. yourself to him at that level?
Yeah, so that when I even heard that, it was just crazy to me as well, because, you know, I played 1 year of college football, and to be in the same sentence as, a Hall of Famer like Ed Reed, one of the greats, it was just shocking to me as well.
You were wearing jersey number 29 of mm-hmm. Joseph Addai's number. Was there a reason why you picked?
Oh, and I picked 29 because, he was like my big brother, Roby. He plays in the Broncos, and, you know, that was one of the guys who taught me the ropes early at Ohio State, and person I looked up to when I first went to Ohio State. So, you know, it was either 28 or 29. That's why I chose 29.
You mentioned your own big one here, mm-hmm. college football, and obviously 2 years in high school. Do you feel like you're still just scratching the surface of your potential?
Yeah, I definitely feel like, you know, there's still a lot of room for growth, just simply because, like you said, I only played 1 year. I'm still filling out, you know, my talents and everything. So I feel like I definitely still got a lot of room for improvement.
Tell me about Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Where is it at?
So Newcastle, Pennsylvania is like what's considered Western Pennsylvania. It's about 40 minutes south of Pittsburgh, and we're like right on the borderline of where Youngstown, Ohio is.
Who's all here with you today?
My two best friends since we was young. Ahmad Fitzpatrick, Corey Eggleston, my dad right there in the front, Jermaine Hooker, my mother in the blue jacket, my sister with the white on, basically my other sister, Rico, right there, and then my uncle in the back with the hat on.
What's this like to be standing up here as an mm-hmm. NFL player and family's here watching you on the biggest day of your life, probably?
It's just a dream come true. You know, I didn't know whether it was going to be basketball or football, but I just always had a dream of me becoming a professional player with whatever sport I chose, and, you know, and then my family being a big part of it and supporting me through it and being able to witness, you know, me becoming a professional. It was just always a dream for me. And then for me to be able to, you know, be here living a dream that I always had with my family here like I dreamed of, and it's just a blessing.
Are you a big deal in Newcastle? Have there been many pro athletes to come out of Newcastle?
That's what everybody say. I mean, there was a few, but they never really, you know, first round pick, I think, was like 37 years ago or something like that. So everybody made it a big deal. But to me, it's just like, you know, just another day, I guess you say.
You know what the population is?
No, I have no clue. Small, very small, I'll tell you that.
Is it a football town?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, we made it into a basketball town. It used to be football, but we won. In high school, I won 3, Whipple championships. I won a state championship my senior year, so transitioned over to basketball.